This episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell.
The new season starting up, so it's going to be pretty good.
Oh yeah, we gonna turn it up, man. I'm telling you, because we got the Lakerland show on Players' Choice on Tuesdays, a 1 hour show, but then the one on Sundays is a 2 hour show. So we be having like an open panel, and we just able to get a lot of more stuff off on Sunday show. So this season is gonna be special, I think, for real. We just gotta be consistent with it.
You see the game last night? I didn't get to watch the whole game. I had to watch some clips. And of course, I was, you know, paying attention to the box score because I was working, but I see they didn't pull it out. And I see that, you know, your coach, you talking about, got Brown on that minute restriction.
As he should. This, everybody been talking about Anthony Davis supposed to be taking the keys and, you know, being in the driver's seat. Like, I'm not mad at all that LeBron is on some type of minute restriction, but I'm not here tonight to put any blame on LBJ. I'm not even here to put any blame on Anthony Davis. I know he went scoreless in the second half.
Yes.
You know, he was pretty pathetic in the second half. But Hank, brother, what have I been saying about this Darvin Ham kid, man? This guy, I've been saying hot seat since the offseason.
Yeah, you've been saying it for a while.
It's his fault. He's the one, and I wish I had the stat line in front of me. He's the one that told Anthony Davis to shoot 6 3-pointers, average shooting 6 3-pointers a game. We don't need that from AD. AD looked real pathetic in that second half. 17 points, I think, in the first half. He only had one rebound in the first half, but, you know, he put up the numbers as far as points, having to match up versus Joker. But the second half, totally disappeared. And man, Darvin Ham, man, I'm putting all the blame on last night's loss to the head coach, man. LeBron looked pretty good for the amount of minutes that he played. LeBron was the only player on the Lakers, I think, that had a positive plus minus. I think he was a plus 7 or something like that. So
right. Negative 14 when he got off the floor.
And they was close, bro. Like, they got it close back in the fourth quarter, and Anthony Davis, he just never appeared, and we're going to need more than that. And then I'm looking at, like, the other role players. I'm looking at Rui Hachimura, like, come on, bro. Like, it was nasty work last night.
From what I've seen, it sort of felt like the playoffs. Like, LeBron was able to get it to a respectable place, and he had no one to help him finish and take it to the next level to get the game won for the team, or at least keep it close the whole game, you know? So
I just feel like if LeBron, because LeBron had, what, 21 points last night?
Yeah.
So if LeBron would have probably had a 30, 40-point performance last night, maybe they would have won that game. But then you're looking at how much energy you're asking of him.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, what was the point of bringing this whole team together if you still have to force LeBron to play 34, 36 minutes and have to produce this much offensively? Like, it's just bogus.
Yep, and we've seen that outcome. Like, that last game, that first half, he was LeBron-esque, virtuoso, as Shannon Sharp would say. And he didn't have anybody to step up and help close, and that's the problem. That's what AD is there for. I know you don't put any blame on him, but there's got to be blame on him. He is a number one option, really. Even though he's with LeBron, he was masking behind him. If he didn't play with LeBron, he would be a number one option. He cannot throw up a goose egg in the second half and expect his team to win, especially against someone like the Joker and the Denver Nuggets. You can't do that. You have to, you know, come in with a solid second half, especially when you know your partner is going to be on minute restrictions.
To me, that's where the problem lies in when we talk about disappointment with Anthony Davis, because y'all feel like he's a true one. I don't think he's a one. I think he's proven time and time again that he is just not that guy that's going to be the one to lead a team to the promised land. He's one of the best players in the league when he's on the court, for the most part. But I've never been sold on the idea that he would take over the throne while LeBron was in a uniform. Even if LeBron was to defer to Anthony Davis, I just don't think his makeup, I just don't think he's actually built for that. Now I'm looking at what some of the media outlets Hank was saying today when it came to Anthony Davis and his performance last night. I think Skip Bayless was saying maybe trade Anthony Davis. There was an article on social media about the Lakers maybe trading AD for Joel Embiid in, you know, in Philadelphia. What's your thoughts about after one game, people feeling like they should shake this thing up with Anthony Davis and the Lakers? Do they have a point?
Well, this goes with the whole GOAT narrative with LeBron James. We're going to put LeBron in this. Think about it. Jordan wouldn't never have to deal with this type of pressure at the one game. The amount of media scrutiny that's coming to even Anthony Davis's way. It's one game. He does have time to improve and prove himself to be more of a dependable co-star to this team. But he's had a history now. How many years he's been in the league now? He's been over 10 years, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. He's been with the Lakers for at least 4+ years now. And it's the same narrative, the same thing he's doing year after year. At some point, is this who he is, or will he change and become the person that they need him to be to take over the team? Because that time is ticking. At some point, LeBron is going to get old. He's old now. Right. He's going to get old where it's going to show. And is he going to be the guy that they could be the face of the franchise with? And, at the one game, you know, maybe not, but it is one game. I think we can give him a little bit of time, but that rein is very loose. I mean, very tight, rather.
Any other player, I'm good with the whole it's the first game, it's opening night, all that good stuff. I'm good with that narrative with any other player. But AD was the one talking. AD was the one saying right. that he remember what Coach Mike Malone was saying, and him and LeBron was having conversations over the summer, and how he couldn't wait for this opening night game, like there was some revenge factor. And I told you, Hank, I'm not really digging that whole Lakers creating some type of revenge vibe for the Denver Nuggets. They need to be focused on the NBA as a whole, not just the Denver Nuggets, because it's not a guarantee that the Nuggets are going to make it back to the final round. I think the Western Conference has gotten better. I think the Eastern Conference have gotten better. And the Lakers' best players are getting older, you know, and getting back to Darvin Ham. We got guys like Jackson Hayes last night. Only played, 6 minutes?
Yeah, I did see that, the low minutes and DNPs that was on the Lakers side.
Max Christie, one of the best defenders at the guard position for the Lakers, the future of the Lakers. He only played 1 minute last night. You know, I don't know what the hell Darvin Ham is doing, bro. And it's like you starting this thing off totally wrong. And then you got Phoenix, tomorrow night or Friday night?
That's going to be a big game.
That's going to be another big game because they had a tough one and they knocked out the Golden State Warriors and they opened it up. Hey,
I'm in on that. I wish we could do a live party and watch that. I'm going to be off that night. I'm watching that game. That's going to be a nice game.
Phoenix and the Lakers?
Oh, yeah.
I can see what I can do, man. We might pull that off, man. That would be dope for real. But what do you think about, again, the whole storyline that people are developing today about the Lakers parting ways with AD? Like, that should be the move.
It's sort of like what Daryl Morey is doing with James Harden. You cannot just give him up for just anything. So whatever the trade is going to be, it's got to be someone like an Embiid. I don't even know anybody else on that level. And it really, AD is not on his level. He's not an MVP of the league, right? So it really, his tier would probably be Karl-Anthony Towns.
Really? I think AD, even though AD is not an MVP, I still put him in the same tier as Joel Embiid.
Like, if you're talking about, he's got the talent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, as far as the gameplay, he's just as good as Embiid, but his lack of availability, like, he's just not able to display it. He's not the leader. he's not the leader of the team. You know, Embiid is the primary leader of the team. So, you know, that's how that's going to play out. We got our brother in the building, B.A. What's up, family?
What's up, B.A.?
How about the Joker making AD look crazy?
Man. Man.
Hey, that man didn't play basketball for 2 months, he said. All he did was work out. What?
Denver came out. What y'all thought about Denver, though? You know, a lot of teams, they come out dry after the ring ceremony, and sometimes, you know, they just play poor at home. But Denver looked pretty sharp last night.
Muscle hey. Memory.
The best player in the NBA, like I said, showed why he's the best player in the world.
And Sevens, they got a squad, man. I know you're saying you don't, I know the West is better, but they still, that squad been around for a few years now. They got continuity. Gordon, him, even though he cheated on that dunk. I saw that dunk. It was a cheat. Yeah. Yeah. Like on a dunk contest. Who else they got? Reggie, isn't Reggie Jackson over there?
Reggie Jackson over there. Yeah.
Yep. Murray and
Michael Porter
Jr. They got a squad, man. And they got a
playing well.
Oh, yeah. Caldwell Pope. Yeah.
Caldwell Pope playing well too. Yo, the A.
Lethal shooter in the building.
Exactly.
But see, here's the problem. It's like y'all want to only tell one side of the story. There was two halves to this game, and in the first half, AD was giving Joker that work. Don't act like this was just a one-sided thing. No, let's keep it real, BA. He gave him 17 points.
I did see that.
Not really.
He was come on, man. He was working Joker, and I've watched
flopping all over the place. He was flopping.
Yeah,
he looked like a fish.
He did look wild. He did look wild. What do you think about LeBron James last night, hater? Talk to me about the king, what you thought about him in his 21 minutes.
LeBron James, I'm going to say this now. LeBron James might need to go. He need a cane. He looking old out here.
No.
Kevin Durant. Him and Kevin Durant, they look like they in geriatrics. They look like
they're
in geriatrics, right? I'm sorry.
When is the game? Is it tomorrow or Friday, Hank? You know,
I believe it's Friday. I'm gonna double check for you. I believe it's Friday. And I definitely want to see that game. That's gonna be a good game.
Both of them look horrible to me. LeBron had a little burst. He has a little burst, but defensively and offensively, how the heck they kept having to rest him? Like, oh, we got to keep him at under 30 minutes. We got to keep him under 30 minutes. They not y'all not gonna win like that.
You know why he's doing that, though. But besides trying to keep LeBron fresh, he's trying to put that pressure on Anthony Davis to step the hell up. Him and the rest of them other players like D'Lo.
But Anthony Davis has never proven that he is that guy. And we've wasted too much time experimenting that. It is time for AD to step it up. But it's also time for the Rui Hachimuras, the other guys, the role players, the Christian. It's time for these guys to do their job. Now, Taurean Prince, he played well last night. You know what I mean? Starting for the Lakers, I thought he played well. But, you know, Jackson Hayes only playing 6 minutes. And just the whole lineup thing, like Darvin Ham, he just did a poor job last night.
What I tell you, I told you that's going to be the issue this whole season. And we seen it last year. Last year was a benefit of the doubt, made it to the Western Conference Finals. But even with that being in the mix, the way that he puts people in and out, if you hot, you not, like, I don't like the way he be subbing, bro. I don't like how he subs. I don't like the groups that he puts out at a time. It's people that should be playing that are not playing, that's supposed to be a part of their future going forward. You feel me? Like, I don't know what's going on with him, man. But I'm not surprised either, though. I'm not surprised because he's shown himself already.
If you say Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world, like, facts. I'm watching him play, and he does seem dominant. Like, he does seem kind of unstoppable because he's so damn big, bro. It's like he's skilled, always at though. The right place he's at skilled. The right time, yo.
He's skilled, man.
He's right here, skilled. 7. So it's two things. It's crazy. From top to bottom, he's the best player in the world. He has the best feet in the NBA. And he is probably he's probably second to none when it comes to up here thinking the game. He sees stuff before it happens. He knows where everybody is before they're in their spots. defensively and offensively, and that makes him a juggernaut, bro.
That's not enough. There's too many other elements in the game of basketball for you to just say that's enough for him to be considered the best player in the world. What about defense?
Defensively, he rebounds the ball.
No. What about stopping? What about being a rim protector? We're talking about a center. We're talking about a 7 foot.
He changes shots. What you mean?
Come on, man.
Don't he give Embiid problems?
Yeah, he gives everybody problems.
Hell no. Embiid cooked him last season, boy.
One game.
Well, they only played two a year. It is what it is.
That's because Embiid not good enough to get his team to where they need to be, like the Joker is. That's MVP. Why.
I know he got the MVP. That's all I know. He took the MVP from Joker.
Hey. Yo, voters fatigue. That's the term of the day. We start talking about MVP. Voters fatigue. We know who the real MVP was last year, but you can't give Joker, because people like you, Seven, is the reason why we can't give Joker three MVPs back to back to back. We can't do that.
Because people like you, the reason why you couldn't give LeBron MVPs back to back to back. Same deal.
I give you that.
So when y'all look at Denver last night, and I know it's only one game, it's the first game, but do y'all feel like these guys can repeat? Like they are going to be that much of a threat?
Yeah.
Clearly. They play. That's the thing about it is, as much as we harp on the Joker as far as defense, if you look at everybody around him, he has a defensive front around him where all he has to do is finish the play by rebounding, or he can be a help side defender when he has to be.
Yeah.
And that's all he has to do. Takes a lot of pressure off of him.
Like I said, they gotta go for the gusto. That salary cap is going, you know, that luxury tax is going to be tighter on them now. They're going to give up some pieces to keep the team together. It's probably going to end up just being Jokic, Joker and Murray, really. Porter probably going to have to go. Gordon probably going to have to go. They're trying to make it where it's just duos, really, with the salary caps.
Do y'all see the length of that starting lineup, though? Jamal Murray, 6'4". Point guard, Caldwell Pope, what, 6'5", 6'6"? And then from there, Michael Porter is 6'10". And then you got your other what's the light skinned dunker? Aaron Gordon, 6'10", Jokic, 7 foot. That's length right there, bro.
Yeah, but they not.
They not. Why you gotta start?
We just gonna say the same thing last year.
You said the same thing last year, huh?
Yeah, man, and I feel the same way, bro. I salute smoke. I just they not even tough to me, bro. I think if they go against some guys that beat them up, yo, Denver ain't like that, yo. It is what it is, though. They're a finesse team.
I'm not saying they're the best ever, but they got a nice squad.
Yeah, they got an okay squad. I don't feel like they a dynasty.
They won chip away from being a dynasty, though. Which is very successful this year. They won chip. You need two championships back to back to be a dynasty.
I think you need three, BA. You got to add three. No way.
You got to have You got San Antonio, Golden State, the Bad Boys, Chicago, the Lakers, Boston. Those are dynasties, bro. You can't give me no dynasty off of two.
You got to have three. At least three out of 4 years.
The Bad Boys were a dynasty. They kept getting somewhere, couldn't get to it. Then they broke down that door and won two in a row. That's a dynasty.
The Bad
bro.
Boys was Sweet. A dynasty. Yes. I would say they were an era. They were I wouldn't great call team. Them a dynasty. They were great. I think they were great era.
That was a dynasty.
They were great. Now, low key, they should have four in a row. They got cheated. Isaiah threw the pass to Bird. Remember that? They were about to go to the finals. And then they got cheated with that damn hook with Jabbar. They should have had four and three in a row.
They your boys, ain't it? They your Pistons, right?
Yeah, they cheated them. They should have three in a row.
Yeah, Hank revisiting history, bro.
I don't know if they should have three in a row, but three they got two. They got three. Two though.
They was
got...
up 3-2 before Isaiah hurt that ankle in the finals.
Yeah, three in a row. Yeah, you need.
Yeah,
you better get you a microwave.
What's up?
The microwave was broke that series.
Yeah,
fellas, what's up with your boy? What's up with your boy Dwight Howard? I gotta talk to the bosses, y'all. I gotta talk to the bosses about Dwight Howard, bro. Nasty work, bro. You know I had to bring it up. Oh, man, did y'all hear the story this morning?
I've been ducking this sauce for a minute, man. Like,
he can't duck this sauce though, bro. We know about this behavior for a minute.
We got the messages. We got the messages like six, seven months ago. We got the whole thread of messages going back and forth. All he did was confirm it because I guess it's going. I don't know if he's being sued or whatever's happening behind the scenes. Yeah. So we knew this. We knew this already. That's why you think Dwight Howard is still in tip-top shape. And ain't nobody trying to sign him right now because of this conspiracy that's going on. Not because of who he likes. It's because of the stuff that's been said off the court of what he does. And how active he is behind the scenes doing crazy type things like he's on right now. He's been accused of. This is crazy. Exactly. Because he should. Dwight Howard still can play right now.
Yeah.
And can help somebody.
There was talks about him going to Golden State. I know they shut the talks down, but he was just in NBA talks last week.
They were talking about the Grizzlies.
Wasn't he just on Gilbert's show? Didn't they just have him on Gilbert podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, he was just there. He just invited. But it's the stuff. That's the thing about the NBA is a lot of stuff that we hear as fans, we hear it late. NBA teams get that right away because of money. They got people following people and all of that stuff. They got detectives and all that stuff behind the scenes. So we wonder why Dwight Howard has not been, why people haven't been so reluctant to sign him. Another guy, but not with the same situation. Carmelo Anthony was the same exact way. Not with that type of stuff, though.
Don't put him in the same sentence with this buffoonery.
I'm not saying that Carmelo was playing with them boys. I'm just saying the stuff he had going on behind the scenes. This is why the team stepped away from him.
Do you think teams knew that this was coming down the pipeline as far as this civil suit that Dwight Howard had? You think that was a reason why they stayed away from him?
100%. And this ain't the only one. It's been other stuff that's been brought out, and the next thing you know, it's swept under the rug.
Yep, I put that together today when I seen it, because this has been floating for a minute, man. He went on, Andrew Yee's show. He was denying it, all that type of stuff. And but it's been floating around out today. They proved that he did whatever he did with the person.
He admitted it.
He admitted it because
he was in a civil case. And in order for him, I guess, really to kind of dead the issue, he had to, you know, show that it was consensual. I'm not G. I'm just a freak.
What?
Yeah.
Listen to yourself, man.
Damn, Dwight.
They keep showing that thing on the bench when he grabbed the other player's thing. Was it in Charlotte? You seen that?
Yeah, I've been seeing that, bro.
He didn't do that. He did that. He was doing that in Orlando too. They got a whole bunch of. It's a whole reel on YouTube of Dwight Howard doing suspect stuff on the court. On the bench.
Crazy, bro.
Not to mention his baby mama drama. So you got it on both sides of the fence.
He used to be engaged to Jimmy Henchman's daughter? He was engaged to somebody in the music business daughter, bro. He probably was messing with them boys the whole time.
He also got engaged to an old girl. What's that? The beautiful melanated queen, young queen. She used to play for the LA Sparks.
Oh yeah. I know you're talking about.
And what she do? She came out. She said that he's not into what I'm into. This is why we broke up.
She said that.
Yes.
That's nasty, but we
didn't know what she was talking about.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Everybody thought she was talking about what other stuff, but we know what you're talking about now.
Man.
Let me ask y'all something else about last night. The Golden State Warriors, they had opening night versus Phoenix. Chris Paul, you know, new Golden State Warrior. He was facing his old team. And they took a loss last night. Do you think Chris Paul is just going to sit back for a period of time and allow himself to come off the bench and Golden State lose games? Or do you think there could be, possible issue with Chris Paul coming out vocally if Golden State don't turn this thing around and voicing that he should be a starter?
I don't get the vibe.
I think that he is at the part. He's at the point in his career that he wants to win, and he knows that it's not guaranteed. So he's going to do whatever he has to do to try to win.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, he's not. He knows. One thing that I can give to Chris Paul is he knows that his era and his window of that athleticism, quickness, defensive prowess, he knows that he doesn't have that anymore. Now he's playing strictly with his mind. It's a mental game with him.
So if he knows that, B.A., why the hell is he sitting up there coming into Golden State talking about being a starter?
Because you got pride, and what else is he supposed to stay at? If this is the beginning of the season and that's what they're telling him.
Shit, who telling them that? I want to know. I really got to talk to the bosses and find out who the hell told Chris Paul that he will be starting. I would love to know.
Didn't he start? He started last night, right?
No, I don't believe so.
I thought he started last night.
I think he was a starter.
Yeah, he started last night. So I'm sure Steve Kerr and all of them was like, yo, man, we gonna start. And they testing the waters. Remember I told you about that chemistry thing? Remember I told you, I said, the first month of the season is where that chemistry bonds, and they see where, and most coaches see where they're going to place players and see what their rotations and their lineups are going to be. And this is that
going to apply to this team.
I believe it does.
Chris Paul don't run around the basketball court like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So he's not going to be able to keep
Steph
up with that.
Steph Curry is not playing like Steph Curry. And what's his name? What's my guy name? Klay Thompson is not playing like Klay Thompson.
Oh, I know that for sure. Charles Barkley said that the Golden State Warriors are the fourth best team in the state of California, basically below the Clippers, the Lakers, and Sacramento. Do y'all agree or disagree with Charles Barkley?
I disagree with that.
I'm not going to.
They're definitely ahead of the Clippers, and they beat Sacramento last year. So you got to put them ahead of that.
I'm not going front. I don't know. The jury is still out on them.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know if Sacramento was one of the top offenses ever in the history of basketball. Period.
They're a regular season team though. They don't have none of this in April and May.
It's hard to gauge that your first year. They got to get used to winning. You have to get used to that. They're not going to get used to it. We don't know that.
So I know it.
I will say this: if you look at it, that I don't think they're better than the Clippers.
Who? You don't think they are?
No, I don't think they're better than the Clippers.
I don't trust the Clippers. That's why they're better than them.
But that's the thing about, I don't trust Golden State. Like, I don't trust them. So Clippers, Golden State, I give them the third right now. I got the Lakers in front of them. The Lakers and the Clippers are above them. Sacramento, I don't know if they're gonna. I don't know if last year was a fluke or if it's to be. So that's where I got them. I got them at third or fourth. So Charles Barkley.
They lost to Golden State last year in the playoffs.
They did, and the only reason why they lost is because one team was more seasoned and tenured than the younger team. And that showed, because they were dominating the series, and then when they got to game three and game four, it was like deer in the headlights. That series was very close, by the way.
It was, but we just seen that preseason. They played that like a regular season game. Who came out on top?
That's a fact.
Steph with the shot.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But them boys getting old, bro. All these players getting old, bro.
They are.
Yeah, man.
We getting old too.
We need some new stars, bro.
What do you think about the NBA announcing earlier today that they're going back to the East versus Western format for the All-Star game?
I like that, man. That's what I'm sure we all grew up seeing.
Yeah.
Majority of our life is that when they started, they tried to single out LeBron and make LeBron look greater than what he was by doing that craziness. We're going to pick the best player on here as far as votes. And it's going to be your team. And LeBron, we know you're going to get all the votes because you're the most popular. We're not doing that no more. We got to even
team
it up.
LeBron was so successful. Like, when you look at all the wins in the All-Star game under Team LeBron, yeah. it's just not even – come on, man.
But it was to help. It was to help people like you.
Yeah, Yeah, just to show how great of a GM he is. Like every element of basketball, bro. LeBron has got it. You see how good of a GM he is.
I get it. I can't knock it either.
The one thing I do love about the league is they're not afraid to try something, though. That's one thing we got to give them respect on. They're not afraid to just try something and see how it works out. With other leagues, they won't even try at all.
Did you have a problem with, like, the draft being on the same day, like how the All-Star, how they was, like, setting the things up with the team? Did you have a problem? I thought it was kind of fun. I didn't have a problem with it. What about you?
I liked it. To me, it was entertaining.
I liked it, but it kind of feel bold when you like the last person up there, like Jokic just got up.
Ooh, Jokic! Hey, you see the Jokic got they did him dirty though. They did Jokic, the best player in the world, was the last player picked. That's crazy.
Yo, Nikola Jokic is not the best player in the world, bro.
It was hating on him.
I felt like I was
tell me what the hell can Nikola Jokic do that LeBron James can't do? Tell me, what can Jokic do that LeBron James can't do?
I mean, right now?
Consistently, tonight, if I put the uniforms on both of those guys, you tell me what Nikola got that LeBron can't do.
I mean, he can shoot better than LeBron.
He got better
post moves. He got better footwork. What are we talking about?
No, he don't.
Right now,
Hey, that's a lie.
Come on, man. Come on.
A7, KCP said they had the same play. He just don't have the athleticism. He said that.
Facts.
They think the game a certain way, and they play.
First of all, Hank, when the hell has KCP ever been the voice of reason? I don't go. Who the hell is KCP? He wouldn't have a championship if it wasn't for those two guys. So
since he got his second ring,
he's just a bandwagon rider. Like it is what it is.
We can't take away from him.
Y'all wouldn't have won.
They needed him too. They needed him. The Lakers.
Yeah. Did you just say if it wasn't for KCP, we wouldn't have won a championship, bro?
He helped. You can't say he didn't.
Everybody helped. It's a team sport. I mean, what are you talking about?
Hey, without KCP,
he was a big piece,
bro. Hey, was KCP bigger than Rondo?
Without Rondo, too, he was
bigger than Rondo.
Offensively, yes.
No way, you're bugging.
He was locking. He was locking everything.
That's what he was known for with the Pistons.
He was locking up everything, and he was hitting jump shots.
Yeah, and low key, you take him off Denver last year, they don't win.
Exactly, keeping 100. Exactly.
They need that defense.
Let's talk about this year's Rookie of the Year, Victor Wembanyama. Am I calling it right, BA? Because they are loving Victor Wembanyama in the media these first couple of days. Is Victor Wembanyama going to be that guy? Is he going to be the Rookie of the Year and then some?
I think that he the verdict is still out on him for me. And that's not, it has nothing to do with his actual talent. I don't know how he's going to hold up with this frame. That's the only part that actually gets me nervous. Like Zion is crazy. Zion was too big. Wemby might be too small.
Small.
You feel me? So that's the only thing about it. As far as skill and talent, he should be. But then you got people like Chet. Remember, he's not a rookie, but he's technically he's a rookie. He's in that race. Chet ain't no slouch either. Chet 7'1" with game two. So,
but he's small too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got used to those amount of games. 82 games is a lot, and I don't know how many played overseas.
Chet got a supporting cast, so I expect for him to do very well with this supporting cast.
But let me ask y'all this, because you're talking about some of the potential stars, future stars of the NBA being kind of undersized when we talk about their frame. There's a possibility that the game could kind of be tainted if the stars of the game are always hurt or banged up. You understand what I'm saying? Like when you got these young guys not being able to play a substantial amount of games, legacies could really be jeopardized because these guys are never on the basketball court. I'm wondering if the NBA, I don't know what could actually be done, but I wonder further down the pipeline if the NBA might change some more rules. to appease to, you know, making sure that, you know, these guys don't get hurt or injured so much. Like, the game might really get soft because a lot of the future of the NBA are small guys. And if these guys don't play, what type of future do you have?
How much softer they going to make it, Seven? How much softer they going to make it? They didn't already open the game up.
Yeah, but it's if Victor Wembanyama goes out, right? Let's say for the year. That's basically last 2 years in a row, your most talked about, you know, prospects haven't played any basketball. That ain't a good look.
That's a fact, but it's just, to me, it just sounds, all of this, it sounds ridiculous to me to even try to appease the players to that extent when you had players in the 90s and the 2000s playing 75 to 82 games, yeah. and the league was a lot tougher when they were elbowing people in the mouth, undercutting people in the air,
hand checking, yep,
hand checking, all of this physical type sense that was back in the day, and now people are getting hurt. I don't know what it is, but I honestly get more money, have more fun. That's what I'm thinking.
They were a tougher society. That reflected the society, those players. Yeah. And even the commissioner just said yesterday, he admitted they knew those players were playing hurt. Those guys were going out there. I heard Dominique Wilkins said that. He was playing hurt. He just went out there. He didn't care. It was a mentality that they had. Now, these guys are not going to do that.
Hank, what's your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama this upcoming season? Is he going to be a rookie of the year? Does he look like he's going to be that real deal? Or do you still like B.A.?
It's already got his name on it. He just got to play most of the season. He got to get 65 games. That's all he needs. It's got his name on it. He's showing this preseason for sure that he's a world talent. He's got room to improve and grow. Him just blocking stuff out of everywhere. Like, you can't get no shot off near that guy.
That's where he shines at. Like, we could talk about his offensive skill, but defensively, he's a one-man wrecking crew, bro. And then he moves his feet. So, yeah. He gives you a half a step to blow by him. And then he monitors where you are and he anticipates when you about to go up. And the thing about it, he's so long and lanky that when you do go up and beat him, he has the length to catch up. He could be two steps behind and still block your shot. Yeah. Where they do that at, bro? Where?
Right. Even offensively, B.A., if you throw a bad pass, he can still get it and dunk it.
You seen the screen and roll that he did? He screened and then he rolled and then
from the 3-point line
and dunked it. That was crazy.
Yeah. Now, can you be a bust if you like if injuries are just a problem? Can you still be considered a bust?
Greg Oden.
Yeah, that was the guy. I mean, he'd have been Hall of Famer had he not been hurt.
Yeah, he's especially the way that the NBA was when he came into the league. That was the NBA for him to take over and be one of the best defenders that we've ever seen in the game.
But I understand that the media play too. I understand the media portrays him as a bust and all that, but you knowing that injury is the real reason of his instability in the game, do you still consider him a bust too?
Me, I still consider him a bust. Injury just played him a part.
That's a tough thing.
Because when you don't reach your potential drastically, like you didn't even get a chance to, like, you didn't even play what, six seasons in the NBA?
I think he played 4 to 6.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't even get to at least half of your potential of what you could have been.
Right.
You didn't even reach that high.
I'm gonna say this. I don't think he's a bust off the fact that when he played, he showed dominance. He showed that he was that guy. Someone like Darko Milicic, who was drafted number 2 for my Pistons, he showed complete, utter, just disappointment. There's even an article talking about he used to play drunk. So
really?
Yeah.
I liked him. But I don't – Darko, that's a different – Darko, but how could – but you come into the team, Larry Brown's – I don't want to make excuses for Darko, but Darko had to come from overseas, be the number 2 pick. He had game because when he went to New York, he actually played very well when he left. But to go onto that team where you got Rasheed and all of these people, You feel me? That you're not gonna really even play behind.
You don't fit in at all.
There, bro. And that
he talked about that in the article. He said he can't even make excuses for it. He didn't show up. He didn't give him the reason to put him in the game because he didn't practice right. He didn't show up. All he did was party and drink. That's all he said he did.
Yeah, he got him a ring though.
Yeah.
You got
that's a bus. That's a bus. Dude, the Cleveland drafted. That's a bus. He's out the league.
He's so much of a bus. I forget that he was even in the NBA.
Anthony Bennett. He just
imagine if he wasn't a bus. What Kyrie could have did with him in LeBron.
Yeah. You know? Hey, Deion Waiters.
Yeah. Was he number
who's
four?
The right? Number the, four who's the white guy four. With the Charlotte Morrison?
Adam Morrison,
I think. Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought he was going to be cold, dude. I thought he was going to be cold, too. He had that jump shot.
It was a real big disappointment.
And he had the mustache, the 70s mustache.
Well, yeah. They got him two rings. When they got him two rings.
Ooh, Morrison got the rings?
He played with Kobe. He was on a bench with Kobe now.
Oh, really? He was
on a bench with Kobe now.
Wow. I got to do my homework on that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
fellas, I got one more topic, and then I'm gonna put these kids to bed. And Hank, you know we can lock in later on if you do on your show. James Harden, I'm looking at this report, and I'm kind of confused and twisted, fellas, because it says that he is willing to return to the 76ers, but the 76ers don't want him to come. Travel with the team to the game or something like that. Like he's not invited to travel with the
team.
They
said he showed up. They said he already showed up. Sevens.
I think he showed up to their facility, but I think what are they playing on the road their first game?
Right.
And they don't want him to travel. Let me see if I can find exactly.
I told y'all, man.
What the hell is going on?
James Harden with these mind games, bro. James Harden with these mind games, bro.
Hey, I don't like real MVP. It's greasy putting his mom in it, though. I don't like my mama got health issues. I don't play like that.
What happened?
He's saying he's in Houston because his mom is not doing well. Don't do that, man. You know what I'm saying?
So Bleacher Report is reporting James Harden returned to Philly last night with his bags packed to join the team on the road, but the Sixers have now asked him not to travel with the team. Daryl Morey ain't playing, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, salute.
You don't want that cancer around there.
Salute to the real MVP, man. He know what he doing. He know what he doing. But I showed up because I was just trying. I was trying. Y'all still got to pay me, though.
You better. I wonder what Joel Embiid is just thinking, right? Yo, Joel Embiid got to be ready to go, bro. He's been ready to go, bro.
Yeah. But I blame Joel Embiid for a lot of what's going on with the 76ers because when it was time for contracts to come up and Jimmy Butler, the only reason why you lose Jimmy Butler is because Kawhi Leonard hits one of the luckiest shots ever in NBA history. One of the luckiest shots, game 7. If Kawhi misses that shot, y'all end up going to the Eastern Conference Finals and possibly going on to face
win the championship and go to the
championship with a beat up Golden State. And then when that contract comes up, who would you like? Who would you like to stay here? Who should we give the money to?
Yep.
Tobias Harris.
Leverage all day.
Bump that.
Give the money
to find a way to split that money.
Exactly. Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons. Jimmy Butler, I'm sorry. Come on, Joel. Because Joel could have got – imagine that. Imagine them right now. They probably would have a ring by now. For sure. Couple finals. They would have been a couple finals by now.
Mm-hmm. With people wanting to come to Philly, you know, it would have been an attractive marketplace.
And Ben Simmons probably wouldn't even went through his situation with this little mental stuff.
Yeah,
because Jimmy would have been in his grill, like hold it together, keep it together.
Absolutely, would have chose Jimmy over Tobias. I like Tobias, but he not Jimmy, and then you still had JJ Redick as a shooter, so that would have been
perfect. I forgot JJ was up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one shot changed the whole trajectory of where their franchise could have been.
Yep, that's a fact.
Chappelle say Kobe, I say Kawhi. when it bounces.
Kawhi. Kawhi.
Damn, bro.
Kawhi. Exactly.
Fellas, I appreciate y'all, man, joining me tonight, man. I'm about to sign off real quick, get these kids to bed. As always, man, salute to you fellas, and I will holler at y'all, man. Great show. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Seven. Salute. Appreciate y'all, man. 100%. Be easy.
Alrighty. All right, man, we'll get together again before this weekend now for sure, because I know we got some more games coming up. I know the game's locked in tonight, so
oh yeah,
gotta tap in for sure.
I got to go
tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow is Phoenix in LA. 10 p.m.
Ooh, all right. So we'll figure out what we
want. We don't care about the two old men trying to battle each other. We don't care about two old men on the court.
No country for old men.
No country for old men. I'm the guy. I'm the guy that's assassinating everybody. Not anyway. Salute.
All right, fellas. All right. Peace, y'all.
I'm going to try to put something together, and you can show me how to put the link.
All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.